It is Saturday, February 12th, I believe, of 2005. I'm Alan Joyce, and this is the Everything Digital Sound Seeing Tour, or number two anyway. So, I actually attempted this tour. This is probably the third attempt at this, second one in the rain, and, let's see, the first time... I really think the rain is a really cool place to do a sound seeing tour, as long as I can keep my recording equipment from getting wet, and that means my iPod, of course. And the other thing, I already did a sound seeing tour in the rain. It was a good tour. I liked it, except for the intermittent skipping that ended up in the final recording, and that happened because iPod Linux, it doesn't include support for the flash memory drive that the iPod uses. Yes, it does actually have a flash drive in it, in addition to the hard drive, and it uses that as sort of a RAM, so iPod Linux doesn't support that, so of course it did skip, because that's what the iPod uses for skip protection. So, I can wipe off the microphone here. But I got another chance because it is raining again. And listen to the birds here. So I thought I'd take all you listeners on another sound seeing tour of the neighborhood. Of course, this is a suburban area, so not many cars or people, but plenty of birds and rain. let's see, I got a couple things to talk about, and I think I'm going to go ahead and talk about them first, and then when I'm done with that, then we'll just do some sound seeing stuff. So if you're tuning in or downloading or listening for the sound seeing, feel free to just skip through all this talk. If you're just listening for the talk, then feel free to stop the playback once the talk is over. So, a couple things I want to talk about. Let's see. Number one, number one, I'm going to wipe off this microphone. I actually, just earlier today, went to CompUSA to pick up a sort of a portable recording system, and I found a good one, looked like a good one, an Olympus digital voice recorder, just for, you know, sound seeing and mobile recording and stuff. The guy at the store, CompUSA, is not very good with, as far as Mac support is concerned. The guy at the store goes, "Oh yeah, it'll work with a Mac, sure, just download the right drivers." No, doesn't work with the Mac. The more advanced versions do, but I don't want to pay like $150 for it. I want like a, you know, $60 or $70 recording device. So anyway, I'll be taking that back because it doesn't work. And I guess I'll just continue using my iPod. I was hoping for something that could play through to the headphones so you could actually hear what you're picking up, because that'd be nice. And I've actually been talking with the iPod Linux guys about that, but of course I'm not a programmer other than AppleScript. So I wouldn't be able to do that. But maybe they can get something going. Let's see. Well, there hasn't been a podcast in a while. I've just been busy. And maybe it's just me, but the tech news seems to have been not as abundant for the past week, but probably just because I've been so busy. However, here now with the sound seeing tour, and, I'm hearing a lot of cool sounds around here, so I'm going to get off the road here and see if I can pick up some of this water runoff from the rain. And of course, this is San Diego, so we do not get rain often. So this is kind of a, slipping here. It's a, an unusual event. So here is a little water, mini waterfall, kind of, that is, that is formed in a citrus grove here. So just walked off the road and, let's take a listen. And I hope that is going to be as cool on the recording as sounds in person. Anyway. It's not raining very hard anymore. But the mud is still definitely present. When it did rain, which was probably a couple hours ago, it was raining fairly hard. If you're from the East Coast or somewhere where they get a lot of rain, you'd probably look at the weather reports here and think, what? Why is that a lot of rain? Well, it's a lot of rain for San Diego. Alright, here's the sound that I picked up on the first sound seeing tour. The one that didn't work because of the skipping, which I hope this one doesn't skip. I've got my iPod in more stable position, but, this is the storm drain, and I'm just gonna put the microphone inside here, because there's a lot of water going into it, and, let's see if we can pick up the sound in here, because it is very cool. One more time. Bending down here. Oh, here's my echo. I'm officially dubbing this the After the Rain Sound Seeing Tour. And, let's walk a little bit more here, see what else we can pick up. Well, here's another storm drain. Probably about the same, but actually, the sound is a little different. Alright. Probably getting bored of storm drain sounds by now. Let me just put the microphone in the air here. Let me wipe off my feet first. Okay, now I'm just gonna, first wipe it off, but then stick the microphone up in the air here and see what sounds I can pick up. Bird over there. Get closer to that. And through the mud we go again. sort of dangling the microphone here. Alright, we're a little close to the bird here. Do you hear it? I think it's in one of these trees here. Right in front of me, about 15 feet in front of me. Yeah. Birds. That bird certainly got a variety of calls. There he is. For those bird watchers out there, looked like white wingtips, brown back, and white belly, I believe. I know some people could identify that in a second, but I'm not quite that sharp. Oh, actually, wait, no. It looked like a brownish belly, actually, and white tail. Was that Kent Pond's sound seeing tour that came in on the WebJ playlist thing, the Adam Curry's sound seeing tour playlist, soundseeingtours.com, or soundseeingtours.com, and they were identifying all sorts of birds all over the place. It would just make one sound, and there it was identified. I've known a couple people that... they can do that, but I certainly can't. Alright. You may be on private property right now, in which case recording may be, well, not as legal as if you are on public property. But I really don't think they mind me recording the birds in their trees. Raining a little harder now. I think before I get trapped in the muddy mess here, head back to the road. Oh, there goes the bird right by me. Okay. Wipe off the microphone again. Sorry for the loud noise as I was doing it. I'm sure there was one, although I can't hear the playback. Okay. And if we can cross this ditch and not fall down. There we go. Okay, let me wipe this off again, and we'll continue. Yeah, still not torrential rain, but definitely a little more noticeable. Yeah, there we go. So I've been experimenting with some different microphones, and this one that I'm using now really seems very nice compared to the other ones I've been trying out, and it's wide angle, it's stereo, wide angle, and the funny thing is, it's pretty old. It actually came with a cassette player. Which I don't even know if you can buy those anymore, right? It's a dead technology, but the microphone's still good. And, I posted up on the website after Adam Curry played a little bit of the sound seeing tour and said I talked about my microphone, which I don't know if I did talk about my microphone, but at least I posted it on the website. It's like the JR107, I think it was. Tape recorder, cassette recorder and player, that this microphone came with, and I am very happy with it. Now I just wish I could get stereo recording. Well, since the only noise around here that I'm picking out distinctively is the birds, let's go see if we can find where these other calls are coming from. It's a long one. Again, don't have a very good idea of what type of birds these are coming from, but I know they're birds. They're not owls. Or land-dwelling animals, for that matter. There's one right in this bush. And I would bet the people in the houses around here are wondering what in the world I'm doing, wandering aimlessly around their backyards. Well, it's a nature documentary, right? Of course, I don't have any information for you. And the rain is picking up quite a bit now. Shielding the microphone. Oh yeah, I didn't even think about that, but there's probably quite a deal of wind noise coming in here. So now I'm walking backwards against the wind. But yeah. I think this microphone is fairly resistant since the right and left sensors or microphones are, sorry for the loud noise there probably, but the right and left microphones are on the right and left sides, not on the front, and they face towards the sides, so if the wind hits the front, I don't think it has an extremely bad effect on the microphones pick up. Okay. Yeah, the wind's definitely much stronger now. Let's see if we can pick up some raindrops on the ground. Just the sound of them falling. Go. Genuine wet rain sound. So if you're stuck somewhere in the desert right now and you just wish you had a little rain to cool you off, well, through the magic of podcasting, rain has been delivered fresh to your iPod. There's another storm drain, so if it's being guarded by a tree that's going to drop water all over me and get me extremely wet, but hey, let's see what this one sounds like. Ah, you getting a little bored of those storm drains? Me too. Move on. Actually, move back. We're looping around, actually. And should be back where we started in just a little bit. All right, I'm going to stop talking for let's say about a minute. I'll just stop talking and let the microphone pick up the ambiance here, and you can feel free to turn up the volume on your iPod or iTunes or whatever. And you don't have to worry about my loud voice blowing out your eardrums for 60 seconds at least. So, here we go. Okay, and just gradually bringing my voice up here, and be warned, turn down the volume, okay, I'm back. So, I was actually able to get rather close to a bird hangout here. Looks like a dead Christmas tree. I guess someone didn't want to take it to the dump and just threw it on the side of the road here. At least it's behind a bush. And at least it is natural and will decompose. So, well, rain's picking up a little bit. I should probably get back inside before I get too soaked out here, and before my iPod starts malfunctioning because of the water that's soaking through to it. And let's just listen to the rain a little bit more here, and then we'll end this soundseeing tour. And if you want to contact me, alan@everythingdigital.org is my email address. Everythingdigital.org is the website address. What else? Let's see. Oh, yeah, you can Skype me. It's Everything Digital. Or you can AOL Instant Messenger IM me. And that would be Podcaster. And, yeah, I'm blanking out without my notes here, huh? you can call the audio hotline, or answering machine, whatever you prefer to call it. That is, if I can remember it, that is 484-737-0669, right? I do remember it. So you can call that, leave an audio comment, not like anyone does, but or you can actually fax to that address also. I believe that is it, and thank you for subscribing, or at least downloading the MP3, and I will, well, wait, I'm going to tread through this water, and then once safely under the awning, I will shut down the recording, so. Okay. And the iPod is not too wet. Alright. And, I'm Alan Joyce. Thanks for subscribing. And I will see you on the next podcast.